Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
A painter and decorator from Edinburgh has won 7 million on the lotto.
Oh, so jealous.
Oh, no. This guy, his name will be revealed later at a press conference when he tells us what he's going to do with his money. But 7 million on the lotto.
It's not bad.
Do you still play lotto, Lynn?
I do, actually, yeah. I was a bit miffed when they put the price up to £2 a line.
Yeah, mind you, it's been £1 for like 20 years.
I know.
Give them a chance. Yeah, I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean, yeah. I don't play lotto. I do play the Euro Millions.
Because you want the really big win.
Yeah, anything less than 50
million. 7 million's not enough
for you. Nah, it's not enough, no, quite frankly. But no, this is brilliant, and this is really going to change this guy's life. I suspect the painting and decorating might take a back seat from now on.
I hope not. I like the idea of him still doing what he loves.
Do you think?
Yeah.
With 7 million
quid
in the bank.
It's unlikely.
Yeah, he'll be the only painter and decorator that turns up to give you an estimate in a Bentley Continental. All these brushes will be made from mole hair. You know when they come round and they cover your floor with those dust sheets?
Yeah, yeah. They should do.
His will be silk or finest Egyptian cotton.
So good. Will he have a little flat cap on or maybe just a tiara?
Yes, that's right. His new apprentice is going to be called Jeeves and he's going to be wearing a tuxedo. And you know those pasting tables? He's got a marble one that he just brings in. But well, congratulations.
Whoever you are.
If you are listening this morning, then seriously, well done. And yeah, if you want to come in and talk about your winnings.
And I need my living room doing, so, you know, if you want to pop round.
Yeah, too late, Lynn. That boat has sailed.
Fine.
But you just think, yeah, imagine that, though. Imagine that. You wake up. Every day you wake up, you'd be like, oh, no, it's Tuesday. Oh, no, hang on, I've got £7 million in the bank. Hurrah!
Biggie.
Yeah, who's this?
I'll not say my name, mate. It's just to say, I can the guy that won the lottery.
You know the painter and decorator who won the lotto?
Aye. Coming to the pub to tell us yesterday.
Is that right? Did he buy all the drinks?
Aye, he did that.
Oh, good shout.
Good for him. Now, how long have you known him? Is he like a good pal?
Oh, aye. One of these guys that deserves it, you know what I mean?
Oh, good for him.
And
oh, brilliant.
There were two of them. He's gave his mate £1 million.
Right.
And they both packed in yesterday.
Right, okay.
So no more painting and decorating?
Ah, they both packed in. They worked till 2 o'clock and called it a day.
So he won the lotto on Saturday, but still went in on Monday and worked till 2.
Well,
that's
they didn't
devotion.
Care. They actually only thought they had won £89,000.
Oh, right, okay.
So, and then they found out yesterday. No. So, they go the day. And obviously, you'll ken his identity the day.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for phoning.
No bother.
Bye.
Bye.